Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live weekly podcast that's all about the issues of aging. Glad to have you with me. My name is Bob Scrivano, your host here for going on over 3 years probably. I don't know, it's a long time. 4 years doing podcasts right here every week, every Wednesday, every noon on Wednesday, discussing the issues of aging. Assets and Aging is California's single best source for information on the issues of aging. Remember, I'm not an attorney. I don't practice law. I don't give legal advice. If you want legal advice, you should consult an attorney, one preferably that knows what the hell they're talking about. I have a California insurance license, a legal document assistant license, which allows me to prepare legal documents at your direction and request. My license and bond are recorded in Sacramento County, California. And everything we talk about here is my opinion only, and is not intended to be, nor should it ever be taken as any form of legal, tax, or financial advice. Okay, contact information on my webpage where you're listening to this podcast. And you can scroll around. You can find my other archive podcast. You can find my archived radio shows, newsletters. You can sign up for a workshop. I have a workshop, in fact, coming up this Saturday, the 23rd at 10:30 in my office in Sacramento. If you would like to attend that workshop, you can call me or email me. That information is on my website, but I will give you my phone number just in case, 800-999-8007. My workshops are terrific, by the way. They're not like anything else you've ever been to. They're not like normal workshops. They're not like... they're not like anything else. They're actually workshops, which means I'm going to put you to work. Today's podcast is entitled An All Too True Story. And this story is not make-believe. This story has actually happens in California hundreds of times a month. Hundreds of times a month. Not sometimes. Hundreds of times a month. I wish I could tell you that I'm the only one that's ever seen this happen, but I'm not. If you talk to elder law attorneys who know what they're talking about, they will tell you they've seen this happen many, many, many times, and it literally happens hundreds of times every month in California. So let me tell you my little story, and I really want you to listen. And we could, this could be any name, any place, so don't get hung up on the names and the places. Harry fell and broke his hip on Monday. Mary, his wife, called the ambulance because Harry's laying on the floor, rolling around. You know, he's not doing too well. Mary called the ambulance. They took Harry to the local hospital at about 8 o'clock. Lots of pain, tests, things, doctors, nurses, people running around, things to sign that Mary doesn't even know what she's signing. Mary called her daughter, and her daughter came to the hospital. The break was bad. Lots of tests later, x-ray, maybe an MRI, I don't know, CT scan. They always do blood scans. They're checking Harry's heart, make sure his heart's okay. They said, we're told that Harry would probably stay a few days in the hospital. Okay, that's good news. We're going to get Harry up. We're going to get Harry out and about and around. Okay, they said, no sweat. At 2 a.m. on Tuesday, Harry was moved to the third floor of the hospital. Mom and daughter spent the night. 2 days later, on Thursday morning, Harry was moved to a rehab center, a nursing home, someplace where he could rehab. Harry was moved to a rehab center where he could get needed care, the care he needed. Harry was in the rehab center for 20 days, and then Harry went home. Now, whether or not Harry should have been home doesn't matter. The rehab center said Medicare is only paying for 20 days, by the way, which is not true, but that's what they said. And so they sent Harry home. Harry can't walk very well. Remember, I didn't put ages on this, but Harry's like 80 years old. His wife's like 78 years old. But they sent Harry home. His wife picked him up. They called Uber or Lyft or a cab, or his daughter picked somebody. Maybe they had him transported home. But Harry went home. The family was told he had to go home, so they sent him home. His days were up. They were never given an option. This happens every single day in California. Hundreds of times a month in California. This same scenario. It may be a stroke. It may be a heart attack. It may have been, I don't know, whatever it was. And in my example, I made it a broken hip. Harry still felt pretty bad. And his wife was worn out. Worn out. She's worn out, folks. The daughter came by to help as much as she could, but, you know, she's got a family. She's got a job. They managed to stagger on like this for the next month. Things aren't getting really better. Harry's not getting better. Mildred is getting worse. Mary is getting worse. The daughter's stressed out. Everybody's stressed out. Then came a surprise. And I'm telling you, this happens all the time in California. Don't get hung up on the amounts. Listen to what's about to happen. The first thing they got was a $1,500 bill from the ambulance company that Medicare didn't pay for, because Medicare doesn't pay for ambulances. So, and their Medicare supplement didn't pay for the ambulance. So they got to pay $1,500 for the ambulance, but that's just the good stuff. A bill for $8,000 in copays from the hospital for the that the hospital doesn't cover, from the hospital, and their Medicare supplement policy for costs not covered. Then the big one, a bill for $22,000 from the rehab center, costs that neither Medicare nor their supplement covered. But Harry was in the hospital. We thought Medicare, well, if you want to hear the end of this story, you need to get to my workshop. But let me tell you what, this happens all the time. Bob, he was in the hospital. Medicare covers hospital. Nah, not necessarily. Medicare pays for up to 20 days in a rehab. Not necessarily. If you want the answers to all this, then come in and see me, get to a workshop, and find out why Harry and Mary suffered this fate when they didn't have to. Did it have to happen? No. Did it happen? Yes. What could have been done to avoid it? Lots. So get a hold of me today. Get to a workshop. I've got one coming up on the 23rd. Or you can call me about an upcoming workshop or email me about an upcoming workshop. But if you want to know why this happens and you want to know how you can avoid it, then my suggestion is that you give me a call or get to a workshop. Thanks so much for listening to this podcast. Again, you can reach me, my address, my phone number, my email address, my contact information. Sign up for the workshop is all on my webpage on which you're listening to this program right now, assetsandaging.com. Find out about why this happens hundreds of times a month in California and what you can do to make sure it doesn't happen to you. Thanks so much for listening. Right here on Assets and Aging, look forward to seeing you in the future at one of my workshops or in my office for an appointment. Have a great day, and thank you again for listening to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. Thanks.